W Mobile.
NC9V Mobile.
Hey, Leon, what are you doing up?
They want me to ride over to West Columbia this morning. I'm going to go pick up the truck and take a ride down the big old, what they call it, the armpit of South Carolina, right? Big bowl. Columbia, but yeah. West Columbia is where I'm going. Probably have a full truckload today, I think. I don't know. I got to pick up over there in Spartanburg. I think it's in Duncan. That far, they want a little bit more on the pallet.
The last time you worked on a Friday.
It's been a while. I'm not complaining, though. I didn't work Tuesday. They asked me if I wanted to work Tuesday, and I kind of go, I got something else to work. Because it's going to be 72 degrees. I said, you can find something else to work. You know, let them work it. I don't have to have it, but they found somebody else. Let me have Tuesday off, so I'm like, then I'd get my 2 days in a week. So Friday, yeah, I'll work Friday. The boss liking our new vehicle.
Too good. She likes it better than the other one. This one's set up, you know, the other one's more, you know, riding around town or whatever. It ain't really a Jeep. So this one, she likes it a lot better.
I like the color a lot better.
Oh, she liked that other color real good. Just that it got to be too many of them around town. So she went with this color because it's, you know, it's a special color for this year. So it shouldn't be many of them around town. I think each Jeep dealership only got like one.
You driving around in it?
It rides good. I can't complain about it.
Usually when they're new, they all ride pretty good. But, I like it. I hope she enjoys it. I'm not a big Jeep fan. I mean, they have their practicality, but the fit and finish has never been up to par for me.
A lot different suspension and different axles and ratios and that than the other one had. It's set up more for off-roading than the other one was.
Didn't pull that camper too well.
Only got like, they say 5,000 pounds, but I think it's only 2,000 on a short wheelbase.
Like my son, I gotta try just one time, Dad. Come on.
Give me a small 4x6, you know, enclosed little trailer to throw some camping stuff in if you want to make a quick trip to the beach in the tent or something like that.
So, 4x6. I wish I had a little bit larger because I bet a 50-inch riding mower. 50, 52, I can't remember which. I think it's 52, maybe. But it just don't quite fit out that 4-foot width. So, like, man, I wish I got a little bit wider. But it's neat. I mean, carrying 4x8 sheet of plywood, just fine and dandy. So, you know, whatever you're buying a 4x8 sheets, it'll do it. So it's a tilt. So I've got some ramps for it, and it's tilt. So, what do you want? Roll up a motorcycle on it, or I built a platform to put the riding mower on, so the mower deck will ride above the rails. But I don't like loading it up. It's kind of a pain.
And I used to load mine in my back of my pickup truck. I got a little hill that I, you know, can use to cheat it a little bit, but now I got that camper shell on it and it can't get nothing in there.
I like to have a camper shell on mine, but it's just, you know, that fifth wheel. Yeah, every time you're going to pull a camper, you got to pull a camper shell off. So, I don't have haven't bought one of those for this.
KN4 TFW.
Hey, morning, Andrew. NC9V.
Good happy Friday to y'all. Hey, y'all, good morning. Y'all carry on your conversation. I'm going to jump in.
Work, no particular conversation.
I got a double word you there, Ken. I just said, no plans for a big weekend there?
No, we got grandkids coming over tomorrow. It's the one's birthday.
And not to set the alarm clock.
He has a birthday party. Or his youngest. Have our grandbaby over there.
Unset my alarm clock. It goes off every day.
Do that. I'm not going to do it. I'll sleep till whatever time I get up. It might be 7:30 tomorrow, but I am not sleeping to the alarm clock.
I can go off at 4 and get up and turn it off and go back to sleep, man. It don't get any better than that.
I'm with the wife doing that.
Sleep and don't hear the alarm clock and she's got to wake up and turn it off. You're in hot water then. I'm with you, Andrew. I'm not turning the alarm clock on when I have to go to work.
You don't forget to turn it on Sunday night.
Understand that. I mean, but usually I have my alarm clock and then my phone, I have a different app. I just don't quite trust the phones as much. But it only goes off Monday through Friday. So it's good. The one that's a loud one that plays the bugle or whatever, it'll got to turn it on and off, man. I'll be in tomorrow. Just wake up whatever time I wake up.
Wake up or what time the boys wake up?
First one up. Usually I'm up. I'll get the coffee going, and maybe the wife will get up shortly after that. Otherwise, I'll just be up drinking coffee by myself.
6.
A little bit longer than that.
Take your time to pick me up.
They're staring at your eyeballs, and their nose about 5 or 6 inches away from you. Just looking at you.
Her outline, backlit by the clock, makes it look like Yoda looking at you.
Watch that in my head.
Keeps her ears sticking straight out the side like that.
Got the algorithm figured out. Popped up a chihuahua. Little funny video. I watched it. I got a funny chihuahua videos now.
Something that'll pique your interest, and it's on then.
Pickup truck do a 3-point turn on a 4-lane with a median.
My pickup truck will do a U-turn on a 4-lane.
Going to affect you, but I just passed a look like a Toyota, not a Tacoma, whatever the little SUV is. It's on fire right here before you get to 129, sitting on the side of the interstate. So they at least got it pulled over, but I'm sure it'll only affect southbound.
They showed on the news this morning it was a school bus on fire somewhere, but the engine compartment and that, none of that was on fire. I don't know how it, what the heck is there on the bus to catch on fire in the rear end if the motor's in the front?
Thinking about a catalytic converter, but I thought they put that a little bit further forward.
Could have been a diesel, right?
Catalytic converters designed to create heat, so that's what I was thinking.
It stopped up and overheated, right?
And catalytic converters eventually do?
I'll keep a vehicle long enough for it to get stopped up.
Just don't know what would burn on a bus that would get going good enough to get the whole bus going.
I have a song about that. Smoking on the school bus or something.
Red on the, or orange on the screen, southbound 85. Looks like between 290.
They're pulling the word, so y'all have a great day. Be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. If I don't talk to you before. And talk to you later down the pipe. 73 y'all, NC9B.
73 Leon. Have a good one. Tell Miss Wendy we said hey, and be careful going to West Columbia. KN4 TFW.
I didn't expect to see a car on fire on the side of the interstate this morning.
Time I was coming back from New Orleans, and there was like one of them Penske rental trucks, you know, and it was on the side of the road. That sucker was fully engulfed and not a person around.
When I passed that car, I didn't see anybody around it. The doors were open, so somebody got out. The back hatch was open, but I didn't see anybody standing there. My truck yet, so I'm surprised.
Right here out of Lyman to Wilford, it, you know, be headed down that way, but I ain't seen no lights yet.
Burn a little bit extra before they call the 911.
If it, as soon as the fire started, if you called 911 right then, it'd be too late.
Honestly, unless you got a fire extinguisher or somebody has one that can dump on it real quick. But other than that, it's pretty much a goner.
Electric car.
The Toyota SUVs, I don't remember the name of them. Not the Sequoia, but the smaller one. Trying to think of what you're called off the top of my head, but yeah, that, I mean, that might be it. But it was definitely that style, that body style. It looked a little bit older, so it wasn't new, but there ain't no telling. The way people hook stuff up in cars.
Cars are halfway like the NASCARs. They all look, the body style is the same, just a different decal on it.
Interesting, if you look at car designs and how they change over the years, like, you know, you think back to your older Oldsmobiles and stuff, they used to all be flat on the front end, you know, kind of boxy, and cars got more curvy, rounded, and now you look at cars nowadays and they're starting to get flat front end, more rigid lines and stuff. It's weird to see the change in cars over the years.
The best-selling models and that were the ones that, you know, they just changed a little bit of the trim. The main body stayed the same, like the, you know, the 70 Model 4 pickups and the AMC Jeeps and everything, where they were all the same. I didn't see anything wrong with that.
But it was funny, you know, you see, I remember the old Chevy trucks and stuff. I mean, the front end was just flat as could be, and now if you look at a new GMC or Chevy, even my truck, the old front end just completely flat again.
A lot of it, too. I mean, it looks like it's 4 foot tall.
The only thing, like, about my truck now is with the way the front end is, like, if you're pulling, like, a Sphinx and it's got those pylons, it doesn't take long before I just can't see it at all. I have to use the front camera to keep pulling in the parking spot.
I don't have a front camera on it, but, yeah, I can see that. I know we got a couple of vendors that come in, and the front of their trucks are all beat up.
You're talking the last several feet, and you can't see the pylon to know whether you're too close or not.
That if I, rarely do I pull into a store, like a convenience store, and pull up to the front. Usually it's at the gas pump.
Challenge. Not see. If you ever do it, just tell me what your experience is, because you can't see over the hood. It's just crazy.
The 85 starting to back up on the southbound side.
I mean, once you get past 129, you should probably see it over there, kind of towards the top of the hill. Parking lot, so I'm probably going to lose a repeater. So we'll go ahead and say 7-3. You have a great weekend. You and the wife have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good day and a safe weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday. KN4TFW.